Just before Thanksgiving 2000, Kim and I decided to show our parents the house we were considering buying, just a few blocks away from our current house. We were on dial-up then, and when Maggie, my eldest daughter, then 4, would hear the familiar modem connection and handshake, she would end up in my office, asking, "What you doing?" "I'm going to MapQuest to draw a map and get directions for Mama and Papa." "What's the purple line?" she wanted to know. "That's the path you stay on to get from here to there." She nodded. Kim dropped off the directions at her parents' house on the way to work, and that night she and I hosted my parents for dinner. Afterwards, I put Maggie and Elaine in their child seats and headed over to the house we were looking at. Our realtor, Jesse, was already there opening up the house and turning on lights. Kim's parents were next. When Kim arrived with my parents, our daughters were running and playing in the front yard. Jesse saw the look on Kim's face, and he knew the sale had been made. That was the look of a mom, beaming at her children playing in their own front yard surrounded by their 4 grandparents. After a month of inspections and meetings and negotiations and a ream or so of paperwork, the house was nearly ours. I drove over to do the final walkthrough with the seller's agent. As we came out the front door, a woman walking up the street with a covered dish hollered across, "Are you our new neighbor? Tonight's the night of the block's progressive dinner. Come on and meet everyone." And so I did. I returned home an hour later, finally as excited by our move as Kim had been for the last month. We closed on the house on December 22nd, but Maggie had the look of a very worried 4-year-old. "What if Santa can't find us in our new house?" she asked. "We won't be in our new house yet. We're having Christmas here this year." "But what about next year?" she pressed. "He'll come here, and we won't be here." Now, it might have been Maggie or it might have been me, but one of us remembered the purple paths that MapQuest can make and the printer can print. We created directions for Santa from our current house to our new house. Maggie solemnly left the note for Santa. The begin and end were clearly marked, and the optimal path from here to there was explained so simply that even a man who spends most of his time with elves and reindeer could understand. Christmas morning came with the overabundance that our children, the only grandchildren on both sides, had come to know. We packed up the car to head to Kim's parents' house for Christmas dinner. Kim suggested we stop at the new house on the way. Elena, at 1.5 years, remained bundled up in the warm car with Kim while Maggie and I trudged up the snowy walk and opened the front door. It was cold inside. We could almost see our breaths. But there, by the fireplace, were 2 small gifts, one labeled Maggie and one labeled Elena. And under Maggie's gift was the neatly folded map with the check mark next to the purple path and the handwritten response, "Dear Maggie, found it. Love, Santa."